Gucci. Roll call. My name is Craig. I did drugs once. I am a Spartan. So check me out. So check us out. You ain't got no
Do you remember this from SNL?
Sure, of
Stereo
course.
Terry, classic. And of course Will Ferrell, who hosted SNL this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our own Spartans in the studio, if you will. It's the Chicago Spirit Brigade, and Vice President of the Chicago Spirit Brigade, April Friedman Hurwitz, in the studio. Hi, April.
Hi.
And you have brought a member, David Godet. Hi,
yes.
David.
Hi.
And you know, it's weird, but I think you know our producer, Jasmine, who, Jasmine, you are also a member.
Correct. That's right.
Were you scared to speak to us? Why do you have the vice president and David in here?
Well, I just joined in, what is it, August or September when we had tryouts, so I'm very new.
Well, Super April new and David are here because they say your dues are not paid up yet.
I paid my dues yesterday.
Yeah, all right.
All right, so first of all, April, you are now vice president of the Chicago Spirit Brigade. You were a member. I didn't even know this thing existed. What is it? And tell us about it.
Absolutely. So the Chicago Spirit Brigade, we are an all-volunteer performance team, and we're made up of cheerleaders, dancers, and drill members. And we raise money for local nonprofits by performing.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have seen us at the Thanksgiving Day Parade. We are also at the Pride Parade, Halloween Parade, and in a lot of the festivals over the summer, like the Midsummer Fest, Edge Fest, Market Days, just to name a few.
When a lot of us think of cheerleaders, we think, well, there must be some sporting event going on, and that's where the cheerleaders will be, but not necessarily with you guys, right?
No, not necessarily. Like I said, we do a lot of our performances at the street festivals, and occasionally you will see us cheering on at some of the races and walks that go on throughout the city of Chicago, mm-hmm. and we'll be cheering on the runners and walkers throughout the year.
That's so nice. Now, David, when did you join?
I joined 2 years ago, so this is my third year.
Yeah.
So were you guys cheerleaders in high school and or drill people?
I cheered in high school and then college.
Yeah.
I cheered in college, and I actually found that I really missed it. So when I moved to Chicago, I started looking for avenues to pursue, and I found I actually just happened across the Chicago Spirit Brigade. They were performing, they were practicing in my gym, and I saw them, and
that's for me.
The story. Yeah, exactly.
April, is this a common thing that somebody doesn't start cheering until college? You would think somebody who would be cheering would have probably done it in grade school and high school and then college, but not you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not really sure how it came about. I actually was going to cheer in middle school and high school, but I had a softball game, mm-hmm. and that interfered with the cheerleading tryout. So I was like, no, I'm going to stick with cheerleading.
Yeah.
With softball. And then I played soccer. And actually, in college, I did rugby and cheerleading.
Wow, look at you.
So kind of, you know, just like the general, don't keep me bored.
Right.
I was
a cheerleader in junior high. I could actually do the splits. I wore lollipops. Do you remember? Do they still make those?
Lollipops?
They were a panty, if you will. I hate that word. But they were a panty that matched the color of whatever your school colors were. So when you would jump, you know, boys would go, oh, I see your underpants. No, they are my lollipops. Right?
Yeah, no, we still have those.
They're not called
uniforms.
Lollipops anymore,
no,
are they?
I think we call them, like, Spanx or...
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I am not up on the terminology on what we're calling.
You can
things.
Call
I
them lollipops again.
Yeah, I like lollipops. I think that works.
Jasmine, were you a cheerleader in what, high school, junior high?
Yes, so I did cheerleading in high school and college. So
really?
Yeah.
The things we learn about our coworkers, Bill.
Yeah, I didn't know that about Jasmine until just now. I've seen her do the one-woman pyramid, which is very very impressive if you've not seen this.
Now,
I think she could do it.
I graduated from high school in 81, and I think maybe the year before us, 1980 graduating class, was the first time I seemed to really see male cheerleaders on a regular basis. Every once in a while, you'd have like football players come for a basketball game and kind of do some crazy dance. But then there were really male cheerleaders, and they were really good. It really is you need to be an athlete to be a cheerleader, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to be very strong. And one of the things that we focus on is safety. So you have to be strong with your own body to take care of yourself. And you are also going to be catching people.
I would never trust anyone.
Yeah.
No, would you, Bill?
Never.
Because you guys, how many people up where somebody will fall sometimes and you have to trust someone?
This has happened, hasn't it?
Like
I can tell by your faces.
Yep. Yeah. Depending on the level of skill we have each year, it'll vary. But yeah, we've gone 3-4 high. And
wow.
I think I was 4 high. Like
really?
Yeah.
That gets up there. That's pretty tough.
A successful landing?
Almost always.
99.9%
I love
of the time,
it.
Yes.
Almost always. So is that the part, if you're in the cheerleading game, is that the thing you dread the most is when it comes down to the pyramid thing, or is there something else that you go, oh, that's also dangerous?
That's the most exciting for me.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it really does depend on what part you're taking, what part you're doing, because we also have wonderful dancers as well. And so you should see some of the moves they make. I couldn't do it, just the way they move so gracefully. And you wouldn't think it's not as maybe dangerous, but we've had some, you know, amazing moves with our dancers and our drill members, too, because those flagpoles can hurt if you get hit with them.
Oh, sure. I'm sure.
I accidentally hit someone when I was learning, you know, never in a performance, but...
What was the end result to that? What ended up
happening?
There
was like a scream.
Oh, just screaming and yelling? Okay.
And maybe a bruise, but par for the course.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So. It's Chicago Spirit Brigade. Vice President of the Brigade, April Friedman Hurwitz in the studio, and David Godet or Godet?
Godet.
Godet. Mm-hmm. He is a member. Also, Jasmine is a member as well of the Chicago.
And her dues are paid up, Wendy. I just want to again clarify because we're getting a lot of angry texts telling Jasmine to pay up her dues. They're paid up.
I do have to tell you, it's, you know, I played basketball in high school. People who play sports can go on to college and do sports. And I guess you can do it with cheerleading as well, but then once you're out of college, no one knows what to do with that experience and training. So it's good to know the Chicago Spirit Brigade. This is any people who were former cheerleaders or what are the other people that hold the flags?
We have drill members and dancers. And I think what's great about our organization is that you really don't have to have any experience. We have people who come in who have never been a cheerleader, never been a dancer, never done drill. Yeah. And we have people who can teach them. And that's what's really great. It really brings in every body size, every age, everybody in the community, and they can join us as long as you're willing to make the commitment.
You've never had anyone come in with like a klutz rating of 10.00 where you just go, we like you, you're a nice person, but this might not be your best. That's never happened ever?
Not in the time that I've been there.
Wow.
I think it's really surprising. I think for the most part, you have people who come who are athletic, but we've definitely, even on the cheer squad right now, we have some people who this is their second year and they've never cheered before, and they really make great progress.
Oh, good. That's good to hear.
All right. So you guys perform at all these events throughout the city, and people, I know you've seen them. I've seen them. I just didn't know it was the Chicago Spirit Brigade. But then there's a fundraiser that happens this time of year where you guys need money to run your organization. It's the Big Bang Show. Is that what this is?
Yeah, that's right. This is one of the few times that we're actually raising money for ourselves. Whenever you see we have red bucket events, we're giving 125% to whoever our beneficiary is.
Stop. The math doesn't add up. 125%?
Yeah, we match 25% of anything that we bring in. So, on top of the 100% that we give to our beneficiaries, we match 25%. And there are times when we are fortunate enough to have sponsors where we actually give them 200% of whatever we make.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
We suck, Bill.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean,
we are always taking donations. You know, if you can't make it to Big Bang on Saturday, we have our website and our Facebook page, and we're always taking donations.
That's ChicagoSpiritBrigade.org.
That's right.
Your Facebook and Twitter at CSB Stars.
That's correct.
What's the best song to cheer to? What song comes on and you go, now watch this. Now I got something. What is it?
Actually, you know what? It's funny. It depends on whatever songs are in our routine for that year and the years past. So I'll hear stuff on the radio that were in routines from the past, and I'll start doing, you know, the moves from it or doing the cheering.
Who does Everybody Dance Now? Everybody Dance Now.
That's fun.
That's a good one. What are you laughing at, Jasmine?
I'm laughing at you guys. You guys are too cute.
All right, so you have a goal, the Big Bang Show. What is this? This is a cabaret style show. Tell us give us all the details about this.
Yeah, so every year we do a cabaret style show where members of the cheer, dance, and then drill team. And then mm-hmm. we also bring in some
outside performances
as well as alumni members of the squad. They'll come in and we'll do cabaret style shows, so it could range from anywhere from dance numbers to skits to talking numbers, people singing, mm-hmm. playing something.
Variety show.
It's a variety show, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
Why do you say she will?
It's a lot of fun. We do two shows this year. We're doing one at 3:30 and one at 7 at the center on Halstead.
Yeah.
In Lakeview.
And this is happening this Saturday, correct?
This Saturday. This Saturday, February the 3rd.
$25 for general admission. There's also VIP tickets for $40, which includes reserved seating and two free drink tickets. I would go that route. and this all goes for to benefit you guys. It's a fundraiser called Big Bang. What's your goal this year?
Actually, the goal is
$15,000
for this year. This is our 15th year, and we're celebrating 15 years of love. So we thought it would be a nice gesture to make our goal $15,000. I think it's something that's definitely doable. And
what'd you get last year, just to see? Ballpark.
I think it was about $5,000 last year. So we're definitely,
it's
you know,
a climb,
up in the
but you
States.
Can do it.
I think we absolutely can do it. And especially with your help letting us being on the radio, maybe reaching some people who hadn't heard of us before.
Good. We didn't. The sponsors are Mike's Hard Lemonade, BMO Pride, National Affinity Group of BMO Harris Bank, and the Chicago Spirit Brigade. It's their annual fundraiser. It's called Big Bang, and it's happening this Saturday night, Center on Halstead, right? That's the name of the place?
That's correct.
And to find details and to get tickets, give the information where people should go.
They can actually go to our Facebook page, or you can go to www.csbstars.com.
Okay, and your Twitter and Facebook handle is at CSBstars, correct?
That's correct.
$25, it's a good night, and it will be a lot of fun. Jasmine, what are you going to be doing?
Well, the theme this year is radio, so we have a whole theme. Ha! Hints.
Really?
To do.
Yeah.
So we have our whole show, and it's catered to radio. So we'll have like a morning side of the radio, like the midday, and then we'll have late night, and we have some fun and unique.
Look at that. Jasmine is going to cheer along to a Rush Limbaugh segment. I'm just going to play that in the background, and Jasmine's going to cheer. It's going to be great.
Oh, God, I'm sure he'd be a big supporter.
Yeah. This sounds like fun. Just out of curiosity, when the cheerleaders, the dance team, and the drill team fight, what do they fight about normally?
We usually fight about who gets to walk in front during the parades and
that
who controls
sense.
The radio.
Yep. Yeah. I get it. Totally true. Understand
the volume.
That.
You know, the volume's real
volume
important.
It's
everything. Volume's everything.
So nice to meet you. Good luck with all your endeavors. And again, Chicago Spirit Brigade, they're having their big fundraising Big Bang show this Saturday night. Two performances, 3:30 and 7. You can follow them on Facebook and Twitter at CSB Stars. Good luck to you. Continued success.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Nice to meet you. We'll take a quick break, then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.